Hello everyone and a warm welcome to Campus Radio. My name is Julie and today our topic is very interesting for all of you out there who still don't know what to do after studying English. We talk about transitioning from university to career. We have three guests here today. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Lisa. I'm 26 years old and I'm studying English in Düsseldorf. And in my free time I like to translate English essays to German.
Hello, my name is Mandy. I'm also 26 years old and I live in Düsseldorf. I'm studying English and in my free time I give extra lessons for pupil.
That's interesting. Before I started my career at Campus Radio, I was an English student as well. I think there are a lot of opportunities offered when you have finally received your bachelor's degree. So please tell us what you do now that you've finished your bachelor's degree, Lisa.
People often ask me what I wanted to do when I was done with my bachelor's degree. Studying English is not like studying medicine, where you know exactly that you're going to be a doctor afterwards. If you study English, there are a lot more opportunities to choose from. I decided to start an apprenticeship as a translator afterwards.
You want to be a translator? That's awesome! Please tell us a little bit more about your decision. Why did you choose this?
Well, mostly because I wanted to become more qualified in speaking and translating English to German or the other way around. And I like to help people understand the English language. And because of studying English before the apprenticeship, I already got a lot of knowledge about English grammar and vocabulary. That's also why it was really easy to find an apprenticeship, because I already had all this experience. And also my income is higher than normal, which is of course the icing on the cake.
Well, that's pretty cool. You have gathered plenty of experience due to your academic education, and now you're specializing your knowledge and your work as a translator. I like that. But that is not the only way of doing it. Please, Mandy, tell us what you do now after your bachelor's degree.
At the moment, I'm doing my master's degree in English literature.
So, you decided to stay at university in order to enhance your knowledge in literature?
Yes, that's true, but I can't really say that I'm having fun. Doing a master's degree isn't really fun in any kind of subject.
Well, that's really sad, Mandy. But why are you following an academic career when you don't like what you're doing?
Because I want to work as a lecturer after finishing my master's degree. To work as a lecturer is absolutely the job I want to do in the future. For me, it would be great to talk with people or students about the English language and to share with them thoughts and also knowledge.
And that is the main thing. You have an aim, a goal which you want to reach. And as my grandfather always says, to reach your aim, you have to swallow that pill. In this sense, I thank you, Lisa and Mandy, for sharing your experiences with transitioning from university to career. And thanks to all of you out there for all your support. I look forward to having you guys join us in the next episode of Campus Radio with Julie. Bye-bye.